Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Now, Be'ezos Hashem up to the Gemara on Nafsamech Tes, which really begins with the Gemara before on Nafsamech Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara asks the following kasha. How can we learn out from the Pasuk of Ubas Koyen Kisiya Leish Zor to teach us that if an Isha was Nivala to someone who she is not allowed to be Nivala to, then she becomes Psua Lekahuna and Latruma? Ve'ema Nivala Lepasala Chayve Krisos. Maybe the only time she becomes Psua Lekahuna Latruma is only if she is Nivala Lepasala, meaning Chayve Krisos. But if she is Nivala to other Psuimla, for example, people that are Aser on her Be'isr Lav, then she does not become pasul. The Gemara goes on to answer the kasha by saying that since the pasuk uses a lashon of kisihiya is referring to those yisurim that are tav sibul kiddushin, which means chavei lavin, because only chavei lavin are tav sibul kiddushin. The Gemara goes on to ask, ihochi, if kisihiya is referring to those that are tav sibul kiddushin, Akum ve'eved loy lifsalu. Akum ve'eved, that are not tafsibu kiddushin, they should not pasul an isha if they are ba on an isha, since they are not included in the pasuk of kisihiya. The Gemara answers by saying that the reason why akum ve'eved pasul an isha is not based on the pasuk of ubaskei kisihiya, but rather it is based on the drasha of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael has a makor, a new makor, for Akum ve'eved shabah bas Yisrael v'al kehenes l'ovia, that they become psuleis. Shenehemar bas koyen kisihiya almano grusha. That from there we darshan mi sheyesha almanos v'geirushin ba. Only then is the isha still ksheira l'kuhuna l'chuma. Yotsu Akum ve'eved she'ein v'almanos v'geirushin, that are not tafsibu kedushin, they pasul an isha b'biyasan. So again, the Gemara says that there are two different drashas from the pasuk ubaskayin kisiya lishzar. We learn out nivala lepasula, which means chayve lavin. Since kisiya refers to those isurim that are tafsibu kedushin, akum ve'eved, that are not tafsibu kedushin, are learned out from a different pasuk, from the pasuk of Ubaskayin Kisihiya Almana Ugrusha. Now, we find the tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. What is the halacha as far as Chayvei Krisos are concerned? What is the makar that if someone who is Aser B'Sakaris was born on an Isha, that Isha becomes Psula Lakuna Latruma? Rashi explains that the makar for Chayvei Krisos is from the pasuk of Ubaskayin Kisihiya Almana Ugrusha. From the same pasuk that we went out Akum ve'eved, we went out the halacha of Chayvei Krisos. As Rashi explains, we cannot learn out Chayvei Krisos from the pasuk of Ubas Koyen Kisihi Elishzar, because the pasuk of Ubas Koyen Kisihi Elishzar is referring exclusively to those Yisurim that are Tav Sibahu Kiddushin. Chayvei Krisos, on the other hand, that are loy tafsibu kiddushin, are not included in the pasuk of kisihiya. Therefore, the only makar for Chayvei Krisos is the same makar as Akum ve'eved. From that we renounce Akum ve'eved, that are loy tafsibu kiddushin, and still they pass on Isha bebeyasan, from the pasuk of Ubaskayin kisihiya almano grusha, from there we renounce Chayvei Krisos as well. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues, and Tosfos says from the pasuk of Ubaskayin Kisiya Lishzar, we learn out both Chayvei Lavin and Chayvei Krisos. And even though Chayvei Krisos are loy tafsibu kedushin, still they are learned out from the pasuk of Ubaskayin Kisiya Lishzar. As Tosfos goes on to say, the ikur kro de Lishzar, the ikur pasuk of Ubaskayin Kisiya Lishzar is referring to Chayvei Krisos. That we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara says that Kisiya is referring to Chayvei Lavin, since Kisiya means Hanach de'is bu'avaya, those that are Tavsibu Kedushin, is only that the Gemara is coming to tell us that the Pasuk is also talking about Chayvei Lavin. but the pasuk is for sure talking about chayve krisos. And therefore both chayve lavan and chayve krisos are learnt out from the same pasuk of ubas koyen ki si elish zar. Tav le miluim in siman vav siv katan base, and the menches chinuch in mitzvah reish pei gimel siv katan base say that there is a tremendous nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. If let's say chayve krisos were bar on an isha, and that isha now went and ate truma, is she chayeves malkes or not? According to Rashi, that the makar for chayve krisos is from the pasuk of ubas koyen ki siya almano ugrusha, she is not chayeves malkes, since that pasuk is only a lav haba mechlal asei. Since it is only lav haba mechlal asei, a lav haba mechlal asei is considered like an asei. And there is no chi of malkes on a lav haba mechlal asei. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, the chayve krisos are in tell from the pasuk of ubas koyen ki siya leshzar hi betrumas hakachim leiseichal, then the isha would be chayeves malkes, since she's muzheres be'iser lav. In the Ritva, on the other hand, we see that the Ritva understands that even according to Rashi, an isha that became psua because of chayve krisos is also chayeves malkes. As the Ritva explains the shita of Rashi, that according to Rashi, even though chayve krisos are not learnt out from the pasuk of ubas koyen ki siya leshzar, since the pasuk of ubas koyen ki siya leshzar is only referring to chayve lavan that are tavsi bu kiddushin, still we learn out an iser for chayve krisos mikal v'chomer. If an isha can become psua because of chayve lavan, kol shekein she can become psua because of chayve krisos. Just as the Ritva explains, that is not enough to mechayev an isha that became psua mechayve krisos b'malkis, since there is alochav ein mazhirim min adin. And one cannot learn out an azhara from a kavol chomer to mechayev malkis. But the iser remains, and there is an iser for an isha that became psua mechayve krisos mikavol chomer from an isha that became psua mechayve lavin. According to the Ritva, one has to say that Rashi goes on to say that the Merkor for Chayve Krisos is learnt out from the Pasuk of Bas Koyen Kisi Almano Grusha. The Pasuk of Bas Koyen Kisi Almano Grusha is coming to teach us that not only is there an Isser, but there is also a Chi of Malkus. Now, the obvious kasha is, how can the Pasuk of Bas Koyen Kisi Almano Grusha possibly be coming to teach us a Chi of Malkus if the Pasuk of Bas Koyen Kisi Almano Grusha is only a Lav Haba Mechval Asei? To answer this kasha, we find in the Ramban, and so too is the Mashmos of Rashi before in the Afam Heyam and Aleph, and in Rashi and Mechiris the Afam Zayinam and Aleph, that the Pasuk of Ubas Koyen Ki Siya Almano Grusha is a Giloi. The Pasuk of Ubas Koyen Ki Siya Almano Grusha reveals that even those that are Loitav Sibu Kudushin are also included in the Isser of Ubas Koyen Ki Siya Lish Zar. And therefore, even those that are loy tafsi also pass on isha to mechayev her malkus, since now she's included in the love of ubas koyen kisiya leish zar hi betrumas hakachim loyseichal. And therefore, according to the Ritva's Pshanarashi, not only will we say by chayve krisos that an isha that was nifsua because of chayve krisos is chayeves malkus if she eats truma, but so too an isha that is nifsua because it was bo olea eved vakum will also be chayeves malkus, since the pasuk of ubas koyen ki siya almano grusha is megale that the pasuk of ubas koyen ki siya lezar is referring even to those psuim that are loy tav sibu kiddushin. Tesis, on the other hand, on that memdal mebe says that even though, as far as chayve krisos are concerned, an isha that was bo alea chayve krisos is chayeves malkus if she eats truma, since she is included in the pasuk of ubas koyen ki siya leshzar, but akum ve'eved that were bo on an isha, that isha is not chayeves malkus, since the pasuk of ubas koyen ki siya almano grusha is only a lav haba mechlal asei. In other words, one sees that Tosfos argues on the Ritva's Pshat and Rashi. The Ritva, according to Rashi, understands that the pasuk of Ubas Koyen Ki Siya Almano Grusha teaches us how to understand the pasuk of Ubas Kohen Kisiel Eshzor. Tosis, on the other hand, argues and understands that the pasuk of Ubas Kohen Kisiel Monor Grusha is a whole new Isser. It does not teach us how to understand the pasuk of Ubas Kohen Kisiel Eshzor. And therefore, Akum Ve'eve, that it went out from the pasuk of Ubas Kohen Kisiel Monor Grusha, are only Asurim with a lav haba mechlal asei. And for that reason, Tosfos says that an Isha that became psua because of an Akum Ve'eved is not Chayeves Malkus. Rashi goes on to bring down the sheets of Istam Mefarshi. The Istam Mefarshi say that not only are Chayve Krisos not learnt out from the Pasuk of Ubas Koyen Kisi Elir Zor, since Chayve Krisos are Loi Tafsibu Kiddushin, but they are not even learnt out of the Pasuk of Ubas Koyen Kisi Almano Grusha. Since the pasuk of Ubas Kohen Kisi Almano Grusha is only coming to teach us those people that are not Tavsi Buhu Kiddushin at all, which refers to Akum Ve'eve that have no Tfisas Kiddushin whatsoever. On the other hand, Chayve Krisos, even though as far as this Isha herself is concerned, they are not Tavsi Buhu Kiddushin, but generally speaking, they are Tavsi Buhu Kiddushin. As far as other Nashim, they have Tfisas Kiddushin, and therefore they are not included in the pasuk of Ubas Kohen Kisi Almano Grusha. Rashi understands that according to the Istam Mefarshi, since they are not included in either pasuk, in Isha that was bo alel chayve krisos, such an Isha is alel teichuma. Rashi asks that we find mefurish arayas, the chayve krisos, pasel in Isha from eating truma. That is the kasha that Rashi asks on the Istam Mefarshi. Baruch Haner answers the sheets of the Istam Mefarshi. Based on that we find the following kasha in the Rashba and the Meiri. The Rashba and Meiri both ask, why does the Gemara need a pasuk of Ubas Kohen Kisiel Eshzor to teach us that Nivola Lepasula is Pasula, Chaya, an Isha that was Nivola to someone who she is not allowed to be Nivola to, is a Zayna? And as the Aruch Haner explains, you already know that a Zayna is not allowed to eat Truma, as the Re explains before in the Famed Heim and Aleph, since a Zayna is Iskar Shel Chalola. The Torah compares a Zayna to a Chalola. And just like a Chalola is not allowed to eat Truma, so too a Zayna is not allowed to eat Truma as well. The Rashba goes on to answer that the reason why we need a Pasuk of Ubas Kohen Kisi Elish Zor to teach us a Nivola Apostle Apostle is only in a case if she was Nivola Ba'ines. As we find before in the Gemara and Afman Vavam Abbas, that there is a Manda Omer that says that an Isha that was Nivola Ba'ines does not become a Zayna. And therefore, since she is not considered a Zayna, one needs a new Makar to teach us that Nivola Apostle Ba'ines becomes Psua Lekuna Lechuma. And that is why our Gemara needs a Pasuk of Ubas Kohen Kisi Elish Zor to teach us that even though she is not a Zayna, still she is Psua Lekuna Lechuma. Therefore, the Aruch Haner goes on to say that the Istam Mefarshi understands that if Chayve Krisos were born in Isha, that Isha is Psula Lekuna Lechuma since that Isha is a Zayna. That the Istam Mefarshi say that an Isha that was Nivola Lechayve Krisos is not included in either Pasuk, and as Rashi understands that according to the Istam Mefarshi, an Isha that was Nivola Lechayve Krisos is Muteres Betruma, is only if she was Nivola Ba'ines, which again, according to the Mandamer before in Nachman Vavam Abbas, someone that was Nivola Ba'ines has not become a Zayna. That we find that Chayve Krisos do pass on Isha is talking about a case that she was Nivola Ba'ratzin, and therefore she is Psula Lekuna Lechuma because she is a regular Zayna. That is how the Aruch Haner answers the Kashis of Rashi on the Istam Mefarshi. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says that we learn out from the pasuk of Ubas Kohen Kisi Elish Zor Hi B'Trumas HaKadshim LeYitzchak, that Nivola Apostle Apostle is only referring to someone who is a Zor Etzla Meikara, which the Gemara explains is B'Mayet Machzer Gushasei. If one was Machzer Gushasei, then that Isha does not become Psula Lekuna Lechuma. Since the Isser of Machzer Gushasa is not a Zor Etzwa Meikara. Parshat Pshat in our Gemara is that the only time we apply the rule of Nivul Apostle Apostle is only if the apostle that was Baal Leah was such a apostle that was always Aser in this Isha. If at one point of time he was Mutter in this Isha and then he became Aser, then we will not apply the rule of Nivul Apostle Apostle since he is not a Zar Etzom Eikara. And for that reason, Machzer Grushasai, even though now there is an Iser, but since at one point in time there was a Heter, Machzer Grushasai is not included in the Pasuk of Ubas Kayin Kisiya Le'Izzar. Place 54 Nav Samaches on the base with the Ramaschal Akum Ve'Evet explains that one needs Zar Etzom Eikara is only as far as Chayvi Lavin is concerned. As far as Chayvi Krisis is concerned, even though, as Tesis explains, Chayvi Krisis are also learned out from the Pasuk of Ubas Kayin Kisiel Zar, still one does not need a Chayvi Krisis that is a Zar Etzom Eikara. Only Chayvi Lavin, which are not as Chomer as Chayvi Krisis, do we say that only if they were Zar Etzom Eikara do they make her into a Psula. Chayvi Krisis, on the other hand, which are more chomer, do not need to be Zar Etzom Eikara to make her into a psula. That is the shita of Tesis. In the Rambam in Perek Vav Milchus Trumas Halacha Zayin, we find that the Rambam says that from the pasuk of Kisiya Lezar we learn out a chalola as well. We learn out that an almano a kohen gadol is not allowed to eat truma. The obvious kash is, as we find that the Rosh Hash asks in Nida Dav Samech Tesam Beis, and so too the Menchus Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Pei Gimel, L'chaira, Almano Kohen Gadol is not a Zar Etzom Eikara. And therefore, how can the Rambam possibly say that a Chalola is included in the Pasek Avul Bas Kohen Kisiya Leish Zar? The Menchus Chinuch answers with the Chiddush that we find in the Yireim. The Yireim says that we find in our Gemara, that the Pasuk of Kisiya Lezar is only referring to Zar Etzom Eikara, and not to Machzer Grushasai, only Machzer Grushasai is not considered a Zar Etzom Eikara, since it is impossible to have a Machzer Grushasai who is a Zar Etzom Eikara. But as far as all other Isurim, as long as it is possible to have the Isur Meikara, even if it happens to be that this specific pasul was not always Aser, still it is considered a Zar Etzom Eikara, since it is possible that the Iser should have been Meikara. And therefore the Reim says, as far as all other Isurim besides from Machzer Grushasai is concerned, all other Isurim could possibly have been their Meikara. For example, by the Iser of Eishes Ish, she could possibly have been in Eishes Ish Pchusami Bashalei Shanim V'Yaymechad. And even if this specific Isha was Niskacha older than Bashalei Shanim V'Yaymechad, still, since it is possible to have a Kiddushin before Bashalei Shanim V'Yaymechad, therefore the Isser is considered an Isser that is a Zor Etzom Eikara. Only as far as Machzer Grushasai is concerned, that it is impossible to have the Isser of Machzer Grushasai Meikara, do we say that Machzer Grushasai is not considered a Zar Etzom Eikara? And therefore the Menchus Chinuch goes on to say that so too by Almano Kohen Gadol, since it is possible to have the Isra Almano Kohen Gadol Meikara, for that reason the Isra Almano Kohen Gadol is considered an Isra that is a Zar Etzom Meikara. With this you say that we do not look at the specific Isha, but at the general Isra. If it is possible to have the Isser Meikara, the Reim answers a kasha that we find that the Rishonim ask on Nathayin Amin Aleph. For example, the Rashba asks on the Mishnah on Nathayin Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says that a Ptua Daka, someone who is Aser because he is a Ptua Daka that was born in Isha, that Isha becomes Psua. Even if he was not born as a Ptua Daka, even if he became a Ptua Daka later on in life. The Rashba asks, L'chaira, he is not a Zar Etzom Eikara. The Reim answers that no, a Ptua Daka is considered a Zar Etzom Eikara since he could possibly have been a Ptua Daka Meikara. The Isra Ptua Daka is possible to have Meikara. Even though this specific person became a Ptua Daka later on in life, the Isra Ptua Daka is considered an Isra that is a Zar Etzom Eikara. Rabbi Elchanan and Kivet Taurus, Simon Memdawid Oisyur, answers the Reim and the Rashba's Kasha from the Mishnah Nafayin with a different Mahalach. Rabbi Elchanan says that we say that one needs a Zar Etzom Eikara is a Simon, that the only time the Isha becomes Psula is if she was Nivula to someone who is Pasul. Only if she is Nivula to someone who is Pasul does she become Psula. It is not enough that she is Nivula to someone who she is Aser to be Nivula to. Only someone who is considered a Pasul has the ability to make her into a Psula. And that is what we learn out from the Drosh of Zaretzel Meikara, that only a Psul can make her Pasul, not someone who she happens to be Aser to be Nivula to. And therefore, Balchanan goes on to say that a Psula Daka, even though he became a Psula Daka later on in life, and therefore he is not a Zaretzel Meikara, but still, since a Psula Daka is a Pasul, he has the ability to make her Pasul. Because again, the Pasuk of Zaretzel Meikara is just teaching us one halacha, that in order to make her Pasul, he himself has to be a Pasul. And with this, Rabbi Elchanan goes on to answer the kasha that the Madura Basra asks on Tesis before and after Svav. Tesis before and after Svav says, as we mentioned in the previous year, that someone that was Nivula Pasula, the Isha becomes a Chalala. And even though the Isser was not an Isser Mesurikuna, still we learn out from the Pasuk of Ubas Koyen Kisiel Zar, that someone that was Nivula Pasula, the Isha turns into a Chalala, even though the Isser is not an Isser Mesurikuna. The Mashah, the Madura Basra asks, if so, a Koyen who is Ba Alachisai, why does the Gemara in Kedushin say that she only becomes a Zayna and she does not become a Chalala? Uchira, one sister, is an Isser that is a Zar Etzel Meikara, and therefore, according to Tesvis, she should become a Chalala as well. Rabbi Chanan answers the Kasha with the previous Yesod, that from Zar Etzel Meikara we learn out that only someone who is considered apostle has the ability to make her apostle. Someone who she happens to be also to be Nivellas too, as long as he himself is not apostle, cannot make the Isha into a Psula. And therefore, as far as the Isser of Achaisi is concerned, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to buy Achaisi is not because he is apostle, that there's something wrong with him. It happens to be that there's an Isser Be'ila. He is not allowed to buy his sister. But that Isser will not make the Isha into a Psula. And for that reason, the Gemara in Kedushin says that she only becomes a Zayna and she does not become a Chalala. That is how Rabbi Chanan answers the Kasha of the Marsha in Madura Basra and the Kasha that the Rishonim ask by Ptzua Daka. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. But before we start the next Sugya, I would just like to makdim that we learned before in the Mishnah of Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Ha'uber is Paisel Ve'enoi Ma'achil. An Uber passels someone from eating Truma, and he does not have the ability to Ma'achil someone to eat Truma. Like the Gemara explains, that we learned in our Mishnah, Uber Paisel, is referring to Bas Kohen Yisrael. For Bas Kohen got married to Yisrael, and the Yisrael was Meis V'Nicha Mu'beres. She is still not allowed to eat Truma based on the drasha that the Gemara darshins can urea prat umuberes. Now one can explain the halach of uber peso in one of two ways. Either one can say that an uber is peso means to say that the only reason why Baskoyin has a heter to eat Truma is only because we see her birshus avia. And as long as she is birshus avia, she has a heter to eat Truma. If she is no longer Birshos Avia, then she has no Heter to eat Truma. And for that reason, Tosfos in Ksuvos Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis says that the reason why we say that a Bas Kohen Sheniskatcha Yisrael from the time of Eris in itself, she is no longer Roi to eat Truma, is because from the time of Eris in itself, she was Yatzar Birshos Avia. And since her whole Heter Truma is only as long as she is Birshos Avia, therefore, since from the time of Eris and she is no longer Birshos Avia, for that reason, a Bas Kohen Sheniskatcha Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma. Therefore, one can say that the reason why, if her husband who was Yisrael was Mace, V'nicham Uberes, the reason why she is not allowed to eat Truma is because she is still not Chayzeres or Rishos Avi. As long as she is a Muberes, she does not return back to the Rishos of Aviyah. That is one way with which one can explain the halacha of Prat Muberes, that even after her husband who was Yisrael was Mace, as long as he was Hinichem Muberes, she does not have a heter to eat Truma. The other way with which one can explain the halacha of Prat Muberes is by saying that in the halacha of Prat Muberes who was Neschadish, that an Uber is a Paiso. And for that reason, even though she is a Bas Kohen, still, the halacha is Eina Icheles Betruma, since in the halacha of Prat Muberes was in Schadish a new Paiso, that an Uber is a Paiso, and for that reason she cannot eat Truma. And L'chiro, one can bring a Mefurish Uriah to the second side, that in the halacha of Prat Muberes was in Schadish, that there is a new Paiso called an Uber, that an Uber passels an Isha, who really should have been allowed to eat Truma from eating Truma, from our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, one sees that Yisrael Sheba al Bas Kayin. If Yisrael was Mizana with a Bas Kayin, the halacha is Teich al Betruma. As long as she is not a Muberes, she is allowed to eat Truma. Ibra, if she became a Muberes from Netznos, then the halacha is Loi Teich al Betruma, which is based on the drosh of the Gemara before of Kenurea Prat Muberes. From our Mishnah, one sees that even though she was never married to Yisrael, even though the Yisrael is only Mizana with her, still the halacha is that by Ibra, if she became a Muberes, lo yiseichal betruma. Had the halacha of Muberes only been a halacha that as long as she is Muberes, she does not return to the Rishus of Aviyah, that is only if she was actually Mekudesh as to Yisrael, that she was Yatza Merishus Aviyah. Then we can say that as long as she is a Muberes, she does not return to the Rishus of Aviyah. In our Mishnah, that we are talking about a case that Yisrael was Mizana with her, and she was never Yotzer Mirshos Aviyah, who cares if she is Muberes? Even if she is Muberes, she should still be allowed to eat Truma. So from our Mishnah, one clearly sees that the reason why Muberes is not allowed to eat Truma is not because Muberes stops her from returning to the Rishos Aviyah, but rather, in the halacha of Kenurea Prat Muberes was Neschadish, that an Uber is a poiso, that an Uber is a positive reason why she cannot eat Truma. And for that reason, even though she became a Muberes Biznos and she was never Yotza Mirshos Aviyah, she still cannot eat Truma because an Uber is a poiso. L'chira, so too one sees from the Kasha of the Beis Yosef near Adea Simon Shin Lamed Aleph. The Beis Yosef asks on that we see in the Tur and the Baal Maor, that the Torah and the Baal Maor say that this halacha of Kenurea Prat Muberes is only talking about a Bas Kohen Yisrael. If a Bas Kohen was married to a Kohen and she became a Muberes, then the halacha is that she is still allowed to eat Truma. The Beis Yosef asks, what is the pshat in the Torah? What happened to the halacha of Kenurea Prat Muberes? Why do we differentiate between a Bas Kohen that was married to a Yisrael, that the halacha is Prat Muberes, that as long as she is Muberes, she is not allowed to eat Truma, and a Bas Kohen that is married to a Kohen, that even as long as she is Muberes, she is allowed to eat Truma? L'chaira, from the Kasha of the Beis Yosef, one sees that the Beis Yosef understands that the halacha of Kenura Prat Muberes is a halacha that an Uber is a Paiso. And since an Uber is a Paiso, even though she was married to a Kohen, she never lost her din to eat Truma, still, the halacha is that Uber is a paiso, and Uber should stop her from eating Truma. And therefore, the Beis Yosef understands that even by a Bas Kohen, Shenisei Sakohen, we should still say that as long as she is Muberes, she should not be allowed to eat Truma. The obvious kasha is that if that is true, that an Uber is a paiso, then even as long as she is married to a Kohen, the halacha should be that as long as she is Muberes, she should not be allowed to eat Truma. Since an Uber is a paiso, what is the difference between after Misas HaKohen, that the Beis Yosef asks that based on the Halacha Prat Muberes, we should say that an Uber is a Paiso, as long as she is married to a Kohen, we should say the same Halacha, that since there is a Halacha Prat Muberes, we should learn out that an Uber is a Paiso, and even as long as she is married to a Kohen, she should not be allowed to eat Truma. From the Beis Yosef, one sees that there is a fundamental difference between as long as she is married to a Kohen, and if she is no longer married to a kohen. When she is no longer married to a kohen, her din to truma is because she is considered as if she has kedushas kohuna, and it is based on the kedushas kohuna that allows her to truma. And therefore, we say that an uber is a paiso. An uber passels the kedushas kohuna and says that there is no kedushas kohuna to enable her to truma. But that is only if she is eating truma based on the kedushas kohuna that she has. Then we say that an uber is a paiso. But as long as she is married to a kohen, that she is eating truma because she is the kinyan kasbei of the kohen, not because she is considered as if she herself has kedushas kohuna, then an uber cannot passel. As we find a similar chiluk in the Gemara before in Daf Samaches Amud Beis, that the Gemara says, even though there is halacha of nival lepasula pasula, that the isha that is nivelas to someone who is pasul to her, she becomes psula. The Gemara says, if not for the extra word ubas, I would have said that this halacha only applies to a kehenes. Only by a kehenes do we say the nival lepasula pasula. By a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael, we do not apply this halacha of nival apasua apasua. Like the Gemara says, Kehenes, the Kaddish Gufa, Kehenes that has her own personal Kedusha apasua. Then, nival apasua, she becomes psua, which means a nival apasua passels her Kedusha Kahuna and she loses her Kedusha Kahuna. But the Gemara goes on to say that a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael that are not eating based on Kedushas Kohuna, therefore Nival Apostle should not passel. So too one can say that by Uber, even though an Uber is a Paisel, but that is only as far as someone who is eating because of their Kedushas Kohuna. Then we say that an Uber passels their Kedushas Kohuna and detracts from their Kedushas Kohuna. On the other hand, someone who is not eating because of their Kedushas Kohuna, for example, someone who is actually married to a kohen as long as the husband who is a kohen is still alive, that then they are eating because they are the kinyan kasbei of the kohen, then even as long as she is muberes, she will still be allowed to eat truma. Now let's go on to the next sugya. As we learned before in the Gemara of Samach Zayin Amud Beis, that there is halacha that Yisraelis can eat because of her son, which is learnt out from the drasha of Yolod Ma'achil. Someone who is born has the ability to allow his mother to eat truma. In the Achronim, we find the following shayla. That we say that Yolod is Ma'achil, someone who is born, allows his mother to eat truma, is that because we say that a ben has the ability himself to Ma'achil his mother? In the pasuk of Yolod Ma'achil was in Schadish that a ben has his own personal kayach to Ma'achil Asima, and that is what allows his mother to eat. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that as long as the ben is alive, we still see the Isha Bershus Baila? And since she is still Bershus Baila, who was a kayin, that is what allows her to eat truma. But it is not because that the ben has his own personal din to allow his mother to eat truma. In the Rambam, Luchayo one sees that we say that a ben k'imachil asima is because we say that as long as the ben is alive, we see as if she is still b'rishos avia. And it is the b'rishos avia that allows her to eat truma. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Melchas Trumas, halacha yitches and halacha yitches, the following halacha. That if one has a bas kohen or a bas yisrael that was married twice, one time to a kohen and one time to Yisrael, and she has a ben from both marriages, depends on which marriage took place last. If let's say she was first married to a kohen and then she was married to a Yisrael, then the halacha she is not allowed to eat truma. On the other hand, if she was first married to a Yisrael and then she was married to a kohen, then she is allowed to eat truma. The obvious kash is, as the Aruch Haner asks on the Mishnah Daf Pevav, what is the difference who she was married to last? In both cases, she has a ben from Yisrael and a ben from a kohen. And if the ben from a kohen allows her to eat truma, then she should be allowed to eat truma, even if she was married to Yisrael last. And if we say that the fact that she has a ben from Yisrael tells us that she cannot eat truma, because the ben from Yisrael is a poisel and passels her from eating truma, then even if she was married to a kohen last, she should not be allowed to eat truma. From the Rambam, Ochoro, one sees, as the Derech Amunah explains in Sifkaton Kuf Mem Aleph, that the reason why it depends on whoever she was married to last is because that the Ben Kohen allows his mother to eat truma is because as long as the Ben Kohen is alive, we still see her Bershus Kohen, Bershus her Baal who was a Kohen. And that is the reason why Ben Kohen allows his mother to eat truma. And for that reason, only if she was married to a Kohen last, if her second marriage was to a Kohen, do we say that the fact that she has a Ben Kohen allows her to eat truma? Because as long as her Ben Kohen is alive, we still see her Bershus Kohen. On the other hand, if she was married to Yisrael last, then the fact that she has a Ben Kohen from her previous marriage will not allow her to eat truma, because we can no longer see her Bershus Kohen, since in the meantime, in her second marriage, she got married to a Yisrael. So again, from the Rambam, L'chayr one clearly sees, as is Meduyik in the Lashon HaRambam himself in the end of Halachi Yates, that the reason why a Ben Kohen allows his mother to eat truma is because we still see her Bershus Kohen, Bershus her husband who was a Kohen, and that is what enables her to eat truma. And so too is Mashma in the Lashon of the Rashbam and Bava Basar Kufman Beis Haman Aleph, and so too we find in the Tshuvas HaTashbeit Cheokimo Simon Kofayin Tes, which is brought down in the Sefer Torah Shmuel. The Tashbeit says the following halacha, that an Isha is noyheg the menhagim of her husband. Since we say, Ishtoi kegufai, the mace, let's say after her husband was mace, as long as she has children from her husband, the halacha is tishor im menhagi zara. She still retains the menhagim of her husband. The Tashbeit goes on to say, V'dovers and no mad menhateria. This halacha is learnt out, menhateria. Just like we find that Yisraelis that was married to a Kohen b'na ma'achila b'truma, so too we say that as long as she has bonim from her husband, she retains him and hug him of her husband. So again, from the Tashbeit, Zechayo one sees that as long as one has children from one's husband, we see her b'rshos, her husband. And that is the reason why she is allowed to eat truma. But not because the ben has his own personal din to allow his mother to eat truma. The obvious kasha is, if so, how does one understand the halacha of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Hayekoyin Shabba Bas Yisrael, let's say a Koyin was Mizana with a Bas Yisrael, the halacha is Loi Soichal Betruma. She is not allowed to eat Truma, since the Koyin did not marry the Bas Yisrael, he was only Mizana with the Bas Yisrael, the halacha is Loi Soichal Betruma. Ibra, if she became a Muberes, still Loi Soichal Betruma. Yolda, after she gave birth, then the halacha is teichal, then the halacha is she is allowed to eat. Ochoro once sees clearly from our Mishnah that a ben has his own personal din to ma'achil his mother b'truma. Because over here, we cannot possibly say that we still see her b'rshus baila, since the kohen was never mekadesh the bas yisrael. He never was her baal. So from our Mishnah, Ochoro one clearly sees that the halacha of ben ma'achilas imay b'truma is the ben's personal din, and she is eating machmas ha-ben because of the ben. For that reason, even though she was never married to a kohen, she is still allowed to eat because of her ben. So now one has to know, if one sees clearly in our Mishnah that a ben is ma'achilas imay b'truma is the ben's own personal din, and the mother is eating mikoyach ha-ben, how does one understand the Rishenim that we said before, that from the Rishenim that we said before, one sees that a ben is ma'achil asimai is because as long as the ben is alive, we still see the isha b'rshos habal. So in Reb Shmuel and Ois Shin Nun Dalet, we find Reb Shmuel says that there are two different dinim. There's a din that a ben is ma'achil asimai because his own personal din, and the mother is eating because of the ben. And then there is a second din, that as long as the ben is alive, we still see the isha b'rshus baila. And the second din is only if she was actually married to a kohen. With this, Reb Shmuel goes on to answer a kasha that we find that the Meiri asks in the Seifa of our Mishnah. In the Seifa of our Mishnah, we learn that a mamzer is paisa u'machil, that one can eat truma because of a mamzer, which the Gemara explains as referring to Aim Imai, the grandmother of a mamzer can eat truma because of her grandson who is a mamzer. The Meiri asks, Uchaya, how can a mamzer possibly be ma'achil his grandmother b'truma if the mamzer himself cannot eat truma? And so too we find that the Megia in the Avnei Miluim in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet of Katan Gimel asks the same kasha. How can a mamzer possibly be ma'achil eimimai b'truma if the mamzer himself cannot eat truma? The Meiri, because of this kasha, is mechadish the following chiddush. That from our Mishnah one sees that a mamzer can eat truma, and the mamzer himself is considered a kayin. And even though in our Mishnah we are talking about a case that the father of the mamzer was a goy, but since he is not misyaches achar oviv, he is misyaches achar imai, who is a bas kayin, for that reason the mamzer himself is considered a kayin who has the ability to eat truma, and because of that, he can be maichel eim imai betruma. Reb Shmuel, on the other hand, as the Megia and the Avnei Miluim is Medayik in the Rambam and Perek Vav Milchas Trumas Halachi Gimel, says the following pshat, that we learned in our Mishnah that a mamzer is ma'achil eim imei betruma, is talking about a case that his eim imei was actually married to a kayin. Only then do we say that a mamzer is ma'achil eim imei betruma, because then that a mamzer is ma'achil eim imei betruma, that the eim imei is eating truma is not because of her grandson who is a mamzer, but rather it is because that we still see her b'rishos baila. And it is the Rishos Baila that is allowing her to eat truma, but not because the mamzer himself is allowing his grandmother to eat truma. Because since the mamzer himself cannot eat truma, he cannot possibly be the reason behind his grandmother being able to eat truma. And therefore, only because his eim imei was actually married to a kayin, do we say that as long as there is a zera from that kayin, is his grandmother still able to eat truma because she is still Birshos Baila, who was a kayin? Had a kayin just been mezane with his eim imai, then the eim imai would not be allowed to eat truma, since the mamzer himself cannot eat truma. He cannot possibly be ma'achil his eim imai b'truma. That is the chiddush that Reb Shmuel says. Just as Reb Shmuel himself is ma'ir, that where do we find a makar for these two dinim? First of all, that a ben is ma'achim imay mikayach ha-ben, and she's eating because of the ben himself. And second of all, that because of the ben, we still see the mother b'rishos baila. If one looks carefully at the Rambam in Perek Vav, Me'ochas Trumas, Halacha Yud Beis, and Halacha Yud Gimel, one sees the following pshat, that the Rambam understands that the makor that we say, that a Bas Yisrael that is married to a Kayin, as long as she has bonim from that Kayin, she is allowed to eat truma, because we still see her Bershus Baila, who was a Kayin, is learnt out from the Halacha, that a Kayhenes that is married to a Yisrael, as long as she has bonim from that Yisrael, she is not allowed to eat truma. From that Halacha we see that as long as she has bonim from her Baal, we still see her Bershus Baila. From that we say that a kohenes that is married to a Yisrael, as long as she has bonim from the Yisrael, she is not allowed to eat truma. That halacha is based on the fact that as long as she has bonim from a Yisrael, we still see her bershos, her baal, who is a Yisrael. And for that reason, she is not allowed to eat truma. From there we learn out that so too, a bas Yisrael that is married to a kohen, as long as she has bonim from the kohen, we still see her bershos a kohen, and she is allowed to eat truma. That is the makar for the second din. But now again, one has to understand what is a pshat in the Rambam that we mentioned before, that if one has a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Kayin that was married two times, one time to a Yisrael, one time to a Kayin, then it depends which marriage came second. If she was married to a Kayin second, then she has a ben from that Kayin. Even though she has a ben from her first marriage who was a Yisrael, she is allowed to eat truma. On the other hand, if she was married to a Yisrael second, even though she has a ben from her first marriage, which was to a Kayin, then she is not allowed to eat truma. If, as we see from our Mishnah, there is a halacha that a ben from a Kayin is ma'achil asimei b'truma, and she is eating mikayach ha-ben, then who cares which marriage was second? Saif kol saif, she has a ben from a Kayin, who should allow her to eat truma? And if we say that the fact that she has a ben from a Yisrael, that ben from a Yisrael is a poiso, and stops her from eating truma, then even if she was married to a Kohen second, we should still say that she should not be allowed to eat truma. So by Rabbi Aaron and Mishnas, Rabbi Aaron and Siman Chavav, we find that Rabbi Aaron explains the Rambam as follows. As we were medayik from the Rambam before in Awachid Gimel, one sees that the Rambam understands that the way that a Zera Yisrael works, that we say, that a Zera Yisrael stops someone from eating truma, if one has a Zera from a husband who is a Yisrael, it is because we see her Bershos HaBaal, who is a Yisrael. But that is only if she was married to a Yisrael second. If her last marriage was to a Yisrael, then we say as long as she has Banim from this Yisrael, she is not allowed to eat truma, because we still see her Bershos, her husband who was a Yisrael. Even though she has a Zera from a Kohen, still she is not allowed to eat truma because we still see her Bershos, her husband who was a Yisrael. But that is only if that was her last marriage. If her last marriage was to a Kohen, then we do not see her any longer Bershos Yisrael. And since we do not see her any longer Bershos Yisrael, for that reason, she is allowed to eat truma. That is how Baron explains the Shita of the Rambam. So again, as we see in the Rishonim, there are two separate dinim behind the halacha that a ben is ma'achil asimai. First of all, as we see in our Mishnah, that a ben is ma'achil asimai is his own personal din, as is meduyik in the lashon of our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says, Nimtza koichei shel ben gadol mishalav. That is one halacha, and then there is a second halacha, that if one has a bas yisrael that was actually married to a kohen, and she has children from that marriage, then that she's allowed to eat truma is because as long as she has children from that marriage, we still see her Bershos her Baal, who was a Kohen. And it is the Bershos Baila that allows her to eat truma. Now that we explained B'Shem Reb Shmuel, as is meduyik in the Rambam, that the Seifa of our Mishnah that says that a Mamzer is Machel Eim Imei B'Truma, that a Mamzer can be Machel B'Truma, is only a Bas Yisrael that was actually married to a Kohen. Because then we can see, as if she is still Bereshos Baila, who was a Kohen, but not because he has his own personal dinti Machel B'Truma. Because if the Mamzer himself cannot eat Truma, how can he possibly be Machel Eimimai B'Truma? In Rashi before, in Daf Samaches, on the base, one clearly sees the Rashi argues on the Rambam. And Rashi understands that a Mamzer ki Machel B'Truma is even if the Bas Yisrael was never married to a Kohen. Even if the Bas Yisrael was never married to a Kohen, still there is a halacha that a Mamzer ki Machel Imai B'Truma. The obvious question is, if he himself cannot eat Truma, how can he possibly be Machel Imai B'Truma? So from Rashi Ulchiru, one sees, as Reb Shmuel himself says, that this halacha that a ben is ma'achil asimai does not mean to say that it is mikoyach ha-ben that the mother has a right to eat truma. That the ben is the one who is giving his mother a right to eat truma. But rather, the halacha is that as long as she has zera from a kohen, as long as she has children from a kohen, we consider as if she herself has kedushas kahuna. And therefore, even if her ben himself cannot eat truma, still, as long as she has zera from a kohen, even if her grandson is a mamzer, and the mamzer himself cannot eat truma, still, since she has zera from a kohen, we consider as if she herself has kedushas kahuna, and that was nischadish in the pasuk of Yolan Machil. In the pasuk of Yolan Machil was nischadish that as long as she has zera from a kohen, she herself is allowed to eat truma because it is considered as if she has kedushas kahuna. And it is her personal din which allows her to eat truma, as long as she has zera from a kohen. Now let's go a little bit further. In Rashi before on Av Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, as is brought down in Tosis of a Baster Kuf Memalef from a base, and so too we find in the Nemukei Yosef. Rashi and Nemukei Yosef both say that the reason behind the halacha of a Bas Yisrael shenisayis a kohen v'inicham uberes, the reason why after her husband was a kohen was meis v'nicha muberes, the Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, is because of the halacha that the Gemara says before in the Samach Zayin Amud Aleph that uber b'mei zoru zoru, that as long as the uber is in his mother's stomach, who is a Bas Yisrael, he himself is considered like a zor. And it is for that reason that his mother, who is married to a kohen, is not allowed to eat truma. The obvious kash is, as Tosis himself asks before in the Absamach Zayin and Aleph, and the Kiveiger in the Isamach Tes asks on the Tosis Yontif, that who cares that the Ober Mezor is considered a Zor? That the Bas Yisrael Shenises HaKoyin is allowed to eat Truma is even if she has a grandson who is a Mamzer, who is not considered a Koyin, still she is allowed to eat Truma. So even if we say Ober Mezor is Zorhu, still, the Bas Yisrael Shenises HaKoyin should be allowed to eat Truma. So to answer this Kasha on Rashi and the Mukiyes of Achir, one can say one of two Terutzim. Either one can say as follows. Based on that we said before, that there are two dinim behind the halacha that a ben is ma'achil asimei b'truma. One can answer the kasha by saying that we learned in our Mishnah that a mamzer is ma'achil asimei b'truma is because, as we said before, b'shem Reb Shmuel, that as long as there is zera from that kayin, we see her b'rishos, her husband was a kayin. And it is only because she is considered b'rishos, her husband was a kayin, that allows her to eat truma. But that we say, that zera from a kayin, as long as she has zera from a kayin, she is still considered b'rishos, her baal was a kayin, is only after the child was actually born. Only then do we say that she is considered b'rishos, her baal was a kayin, because she has children from that kayin. As long as a vlad is still an ober, we do not consider her b'rishos, her baal was a kayin. Rashi and the Muki Yisef that say that the reason why she cannot eat truma by Bas Yisrael Shenises HaKoyin V'nichem Boberes because of Ober B'mei Zor Zorhu, Rashi and the Muki Yisef are coming to explain that even though she cannot eat truma, because we still see her b'rishos, her baal was a kayin, because again, that only takes place once the Ober is actually born, but still, let the Ober be Maichel b'truma because of his own din. Like we learned in the beginning of our Mishnah, that even if the Kayin was Mezana with the Bas Yisrael, as long as she has a Vlad from that Kayin, then she can eat Truma because of the Ben himself. So therefore, let the Ober himself, because of his own din, allow his mother to eat Truma. For that reason, Rashi and Muki Yisef explained that the reason why the Ober cannot be Machil Asimei b'Truma because of his own din is because we say Ober b'mei zara zaru. And since he is considered a Zor, for that reason he cannot be Machil Asimei b'Truma. Because the only way he can be Machil Asimei b'Truma because of his own din is only if he himself has a right to eat Truma. If he himself is considered a Kohen as far as allowing others to eat Truma. That is one way with which one can answer Rashi and the Nemuki Yisef. That Teretz Shmuel on the other end brings down a different Teretz b'shem Rabbi Avraham Gurowitz. Rabbi Avraham Gurowitz said that from Rashi one sees the following Chiddush. That Rashi understands that a Bas Yisrael Shenises HaKoyin is only allowed to eat Truma if she has a Zera who is actually a Koyin. That we find in our Mishnah, that a Mamzer is Machil Eim Imei B'Truma, is only because we say B'nei Bonim Harei Heim Kebonim. And as long as a grandson is still alive, we see if the son is still alive. And therefore, since one has a Mamzer who is the Ben of a Bas Koyin, as long as the Mamzer is alive, we see as if the Bas Kayin herself is alive. And therefore, that the Imima is eating Truma is because of the Bas Kayin, not because of the Mamzer. Just we need the Mamzer in order for us to see as if the Bas Kayin herself is still here, based on the halacha of Nebonim Harei Heim Kebonim. And therefore, since Rashi understands one needs to have an actual Kayin in order to Maichel his mother b'truma, for that reason Rashi and the Muki Yisef explain that since Ober b'mei zara zaru and there is no kayin, for that reason an Ober cannot be ma'achil asimei b'truma. And with this yisaid, that Teretz Shmuel explains that we find in the Tshuvas Harif in Simin Shin Yud. The Tshuvas Harif was asked the following shayla: what is the halacha if one has a bas Yisrael Shenises HaKoyin and the kayin was mace, and he left over a bas, and that bas was Nisei Sri Yisrael? Does that bas that was Nisei Sri Yisrael have the ability to Michael her aim b'truma? The obvious kasha is, what was the shayla? If in our Mishnah one sees that a mamzer can Michael aim imay b'truma, even though the mamzer himself does not have a right to eat truma, how can there possibly be a shayla about a bas koyin she Nisei Sri Yisrael, that just because she was Nisei Sri Yisrael, that she herself does not have a right to eat truma, she should not be meichel her mother betruma. So based on the previous yesod, one can explain the shaila that the Rif was asked as follows. That even though one sees in our Mishnah that a mamzer ki meichel eim imei betruma, but again, that is only because we say b'nei banim areim kebanim, and we see as if the bas kain herself is still alive. But by bas kain shenisei sri yisoil, that as long as she is nisei sri yisoil, we no longer see her as a bas kain. We no longer see her as a kaihenes with kedushas kahuna. For that reason, she should not be able to meichel her mother betruma. That is how one can explain the shaila that the Rif was asked. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara asks on that we learned in our Mishnah, Hoye Yisrael Sheba al Baskayin Teichal Betruma. If Yisrael is Mezane with a Baskayin, she is still allowed to eat Truma Ibra. If she became a Mu'beres, Lo Yisrael, then the halacha is that she can no longer eat Truma. The Gemara asks, Kivan de Ibra Lo Yisrael, since the halacha is that if she became a Mu'beres, she is not allowed to eat Truma, Leichor Shem Ibra. Why do we say that if Yisrael was Mezana with Bas Kain, she is still allowed to eat Truma? Let us be Cheshish that she is a Mu'beres. As the Gemara brings a Raya that we are Cheshish, that maybe she became a Mu'beres. The Gemara answers by saying, Truma Leichoshishu, they were not Cheshish as far as Truma is concerned. As far as Truma is concerned, they were not Cheshish, maybe she really is a Mu'beres. The Gemara asks, "Utruma lechoshesh uvatanya." We learned in a brayso so that we are cheshesh for truma. From that we learned, "Hareza gitcha shaach as kaidem lemisasi." If someone gave a get to his wife, that the get should be chal sometime before he is mace. Asura leachol betruma miyad. That isha is not allowed to eat truma right away, because we are cheshesh. Maybe he will be mace right away, and therefore the get was chal already. From there, the Gemara proves that we are cheshesh for truma. The obvious kash in our Gemara is that as one sees in Rashi, "V'dibra maschu yuchsin choshishu," that the chiddush that we are choshish that maybe she became mu'beres is a chiddush that even from one bia we are choshish that maybe she became a mu'beres. And on that, the Gemara says, "Truma loy choshishu," that we are not choshish as far as truma is concerned that maybe she became a mu'beres from one bia. If so, what was the Gemara's kasha from the halacha of Areza Gitzcha Shaach as Kedem Umisasi? Where did the Gemara see, just because we are Cheshish, maybe he will be Mace? Where did the Gemara see from there that so too we are Cheshish and maybe she became a Mu'beres from one Bia as far as Truma is concerned? To answer this kasha, L'chayro, one has to explain our Gemara as follows. That when our Gemara says a Truma Yuchashashu, the Gemara does not mean to say that as far as Truma is concerned, we are not Cheshish, maybe she became a Mu'beres from one Bia. But rather, the Gemara means to say, as far as Truma, we are not Cheshish, since there is a Chazaka. As the Marshal asks, since till now she was Muteres Betruma, she has a Chazaka that she is Muteres Betruma. And she has a Chazaka to remain Muteres Betruma till proven otherwise. And for that reason, we're Truma Cheshish, since there is a Chazaka that she is Muteres Betruma. For that reason, the Gemara asks from Areza Gitcha Shach as Kedem Umisasi, that even though over there she also has a Chazaka, that till then she was Muteres Betruma, still we see that we are Cheshish. And we do not rely on Chazaka as far as Truma is concerned. And that is what the Gemara proved from the halacha of Areza Gitcha Shach as Kedem Umisasi. That just because she has a Chazaka that she is Muteres Betruma, that itself is not enough of a reason to allow her to continue to eat Truma. As long as there's what to be cheshish for, that itself is enough of a reason for us to say that she should not be allowed to eat truma. That is a chayr of the pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara goes on to answer, biznus way cheshishu. The biznus, they were not cheshish, maybe she became a mu'beres. The Gemara asks, I will prove to you that even by nisuan way cheshishu, from that we learned in a brisa baskayin shenisayis who Yisrael umeis teiveles ve'aychales betruma le'erev. Even though we had a baskayin that was actually nisayis who Yisrael, still after misas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat truma, and we are not cheshish. Maybe she is a mu'beres. The Gemara answers the kasha by saying, "Amar of chista teiveles ve'aychales ad arboim." Till 40 days, she is allowed to eat truma. If she's not Mu'beres, she's not Mu'beres. And even if she is Mu'beres, Ad Arboim Maya Ba'oma, till 40 days, it is only Maya Ba'oma. And for that reason, she is allowed to eat Truma. But Chiraf Margamar one sees that there is a difference between Kaidim Mem Yoim and Wa'achar Mem Yoim. Before 40 days, it is only Maya Ba'oma. On the other hand, after 40 days, it is no longer Maya Ba'oma. And for that reason, till 40 days, she is allowed to eat Truma. L'chaira, one can ask in our Gemara, why did our Gemara find it necessary to speak out this suffix? Maybe she is not Muberes, even if she'll be Vade Muberes. Still, the halacha should be that she should be allowed to eat Truma till 40 days, since till 40 days it is only Maya Ba'oma. In the Shalos of Tshuvas Leiv Shloima Simen Chafalof, we find that the Merkeves HaMishnah asks another two kashas on that our Gemara says till 40 days is Maya Ba'oma. First of all, the Merkeves HaMishnah asks, we do not find any pesek to say that someone that was mace and he left his isha as a muberes, that toich mem yoim, since it is only Maya Ba'oma, that the other yorshim should be zeicha in the whole entire Yerusha. And then the Merkeves HaMishnah goes and asks another kasha. Since that an uber passels his mother from eating truma, the Merkeves HaMishnah understands, is because we see that she is still agida by her husband, she is still attached to her husband, she is still bershus baila. And for that reason, she is not allowed to eat truma. We should say the same thing. That toich mem yoim, before 40 days pass by, since it is only Maya Ba'oma, she is no longer connected to the Baal. We no longer see her bershus baila. And therefore, since we no longer see her Rishas Baila, even after 40 days pass by, it is too late. She already returned to Rishas Avia. To answer these two kashas, the Merkeves HaMishnah explains our Gemara as follows. That our Gemara says Maya Ba'oma, the Gemara does not mean that Teich Mem Yayim, he is Vadai Maya Ba'oma. The Gemara means that there is a suffix. Al Atzad, if she will be Mapel her Vlad Teich Mem Yayim, then we will say that he is Maya Ba'oma. But if she will not be mapo her vlad teich mem yoim, then we will say igloi milso mafreya. That retroactively we saw that he was not maya ba'oma. He is only maya ba'oma if she will be mapo the vlad teich mem yoim in 40 days. For that reason, our gemara needs both sveikas, because the only reason why she is allowed to eat truma is because we have two sveikas. First of all, who says that she is a muberes? And even if she is a muberes, maybe she'll be mapel this vlad teich mem yoim, and therefore this vlad now is maya ba'oma. And based on this sveika, that is what allows her to eat truma. But if she will not be mapel the vlad teich mem yoim, then even teich mem yoim will say that igloi milso mafer. Retroactively, we see that the vlad, even teich mem yoim, was not maya ba'oma. That is how the Merkeves HaMishnah explains our Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.